My name is Scott Navratil. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Dash 911 Solutions in Denver, Colorado.
Now, we're here at ISPCon in Santa Clara, and tell me a little bit about what Dash 911 Services does. I mean, I see a lot of things up here. I'm kind of guessing it has to do with VoIP and with trying to find somebody in a real emergency. Tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. Dash 911 specializes in E911 for VoIP, particular situations where you have nomadic subscribers. So if you're an internet service provider or an existing VoIP provider and you want to service or provide 911 for your subscribers anywhere in the U.S. and Canada, you would outsource that to a company like Dash 911.
Now, I know that there's been a couple of situations that have come up where you basically can't locate someone. Now, sure. This is obviously one of the solutions to it. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how it works.
Well, right now there's no technology available that actually can automatically locate that subscriber. There's some companies out there that are working on technology where you'll use GPS, Wi-Fi, they'll put a microchip in the phone or the VoIP phone or whoever, and then they can automatically detect where that location is. That's on the horizon. Right now it's up to the subscriber to let us know where they are. And what we do that's unique is that we make it extremely convenient within typically 1 to 2 clicks. A nomadic subscriber can update their address on the fly and within 15 minutes have the National 911 database know where their new address is or where they're located.
Can you describe what a nomadic subscriber would be?
Sure. A nomadic subscriber would be anybody who can take a VoIP-enabled phone, unplug it from their house, and let's say if they're going across country, if they live in Dallas, they work in Dallas, and they're going to Santa Clara for the ISPCon show, they can take their VoIP phone with them. They get into their hotel room and they can plug it using either the ATA or some of them will directly plug into an Ethernet port, and then they'll log back into their service provider's network and actually have a telephone working at that new address.
Okay. So does Dash 911 give them essentially locatable presence? Is that the idea? Or?
Exactly. I mean, what we do, we use the nation's largest backbone provider, who's Entrato, and Entrato has the connectivity to over 6,000 PSAPs, or public service answering points, throughout the United States. And so what we do basically is we provide the provisioning interface or a way for these customers to update their address depending on whatever location that they're at. And then once they input that information into the system, we submit it to Entrato, who then updates the national, it's called the Alley database, with a new address for that subscriber, that telephone number.
How long does that process take?
Sometimes it takes, I'd say, probably 30 seconds to, 5 minutes typically. Usually no more than about 15 minutes.
Okay. Now, who would, say, use your services? And what would be, like, I know that there's a lot of talk at this show about municipal wireless. How's
sure.
that going to work with, say, a city? They've got, more and more VoIP subscribers coming online. Who would use the technology in the most effective way?
Anybody with, and we actually have existing telephone companies like, CLEX, who actually are outsourcing to Dash 911 because it's actually more affordable to route outside of their geographies. A lot of them use local carriers, PacWest. There's a lot of them out there. And what they can do is outsource it to us, and we can route those calls anywhere in the U.S. And so, anybody who has a telephone subscriber, it doesn't have to be a VoIP subscriber. We can actually route traditional wireline 911 calls as well.
So anything from a small business on up to a telco company?
Absolutely. We've got some of the largest local exchange carriers in the United States are actually customers of ours.
There must be certain benchmarks that you go to as far as populations or numbers of IDs
sure.
that you can locate.
Sure. We actually specialize on small to medium-sized VoIP providers. We don't sell to the end subscriber. We're wholesale only. We're a hosted service provider. And our pricing range is, we've got customers with, no subscribers. We've got, some customers with tens of thousands of subscribers. So our pricing model is tiered pricing, and we have a small implementation fee, which covers the engineering resources, the hardware that we actually issue for a secured access into our administrative portal. And then that also covers the testing, the provisioning testing, the call routing testing, and then all the documentation that we provide to our customers once they go live, which enables them to file with the FCC for compliance.
Okay. Now, I'm going to propose a little situation to you. It's something I was reading about in the newspaper a little while ago. We were talking about that right before the podcast, where, the fellow has his VoIP phone at home, okay? And he calls in, right, and the system can't see him. He calls 911, he's having a heart attack. The system can't see him. Now, where does Dash 911 plug into that infrastructure? Because you've got the end subscriber, mm-hmm. you've got the provider of the VoIP service itself, mm-hmm. and then you've got the city involved in that, city emergency services.
Sure.
Where does Dash 911 come into that picture?
We actually are probably the second step up the ladder. What happens is when the customer places a 911 call, it's going to go through his service provider's soft switch. So if they've got, there's a number of them out there, but basically that customer is going to trap that 911 call, and he'll forward that to us over the PSTN, or you can actually forward it to us over SIP. But the way it works right now is if for some reason that customer hasn't provisioned their address into the system, and then what we do is we provide that interface to do that. Let's say they just got the phone 20 minutes after they finished signing up on the VoIP provider's website, they have an emergency, they dial 911. Well, what will happen is that call will still get routed to us from that service provider. They'll know to trap any 911 call that gets forwarded to Dash 911. We'll receive that call. Now, we won't know who that customer is, so we actually forward it to Entrato. The call goes to their ECRC, which is their Emergency Call Relay Center. It's a 24/7 emergency operator call center who will actually get on the phone with that end subscriber. They'll identify what the emergency is, where they're located, and then that operator will manually route that 911 call to the correct PSAP, or the public service answering point for that subscriber.
So it kind of it literally intercepts those 911 calls.
Absolutely.
With a solid backbone of nationwide. And how long does that process take?
Once the call hits us, we're talking a matter of milliseconds. The latency is very low. But actually, once we get the call, we actually forward it to Entrato. Typically the 911 call time is usually anywhere from 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah. Now, what happens now? Like, why don't you just sort of picture the scenario, describe the story. Mm-hmm. Guy has a heart attack, he dials 911. Mm-hmm. If that system isn't in place, like Dash 911.
Sure. An example. Let's say mom and dad hire a babysitter for the night. They're going to go out to dinner. They've got this fancy new VoIP phone sitting in dad's office. Say probably an hour or so into the evening, the baby starts choking, and the babysitter is going to grab the telephone, because the VoIP phone typically looks like any other telephone. She doesn't know that it's an internet phone, so she's going to dial 911. So without a service, if they have a service provider who does not outsource their services to like Dash 911 or another 911 service provider, chances are the call won't get routed. It'll just be dead space. It may not ring through. It's not going to go anywhere. So there's not going to be a 911 call being sent into the 911 system. Now, if that service provider that they're using outsources to a company like Dash 911, based on the scenario we just talked about, the call will get routed appropriately. Regardless if that customer has basic 911 or E911, the call will go through regardless. What a lot of people, anybody offering internet telephony or telephone services, and they're basically anything VoIP related, if they have a phone, if it looks like a phone and it acts like a phone, it has to have 911 on it. Whether you're an ILEC, a CLEC, an internet service provider, you have to provide 911 services to your customers. You cannot allow them to opt out. It's not an option. They can't opt in. They can't opt out. It's basically required. So I think a lot of people are trying to get out of it by saying, well, we'll make them sign a waiver. We'll make them, you got to understand that you don't have 911 service at this phone, or you have to use a backup, landline or cellular phone for 911, and that's not what the FCC says. Basically, what they're saying is that if you don't have E911 capabilities, you're not to market to any areas where you don't have that. So that's the big misconception, is that a lot of people think that, well, it's not required for my VoIP customers because it's not their primary phone. And that's incorrect.
So if folks would like to find out a little bit more about Dash 911 services and the things that you provide, can you give us a website?
Yeah, it's www.dash911.com. And that's D-A-S-H, the number 911.com.
Okay. Scott Nevertil is the Director of Sales for Dash 911 Solutions. And we're here at ISPCON 2006 here in Santa Clara, California. Thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.